It was 5:20 in the morning at the Yasyudka coal mine in eastern Ukraine when every miner's worst nightmare became real. An explosion more than 1,200 metres below the surface has killed at least 10 people. More than 20 others are still missing. One of the survivors, Ivan Lazarenko, sustained severe burn wounds. Speaking from his hospital bed, he recalled his escape from the mine.
The bang threw me so hard that I flew for 3 or 4 metres. Immediately the heat, the temperature rose, and here are the consequences. And then the temperature became a little lower, and we started slowly crawling out.
Well, the Zasyadka mine is in Ukraine's industrial heartland in the rebel-held eastern city of Donetsk. It's been the scene of fierce fighting in recent months between Ukrainian government forces and pro-Russian rebels. The Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk claimed that the rebels were preventing Ukrainian rescuers gaining access to the site.
I instructed the emergency service and the energy ministry to send mine rescue brigades to help extricate miners. The order was given to send 6 brigades of 10 men each, but the Russian terrorists did not allow the rescue teams to reach the mine and help rescue people and save their lives.
Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk. Well, the mine is located in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. One man who has actually been down it is Oleksiy Solohubenko, news editor for languages here at the BBC World Service. He's also Ukrainian. He told me more about the Zasyudka mine.
First, the name. It's named after one of the coal industry ministers in post-Stalin era. The mine is fairly new. It was made operational in 1958. The whole area of Donbass is a very, very old mining area. But this one is fairly new, and it's also famous for two other things. One, it is very, very deep. It's more than a kilometer in depth, some of the coal faces there. And the second is that it's famous for its very hazardous outflow of gases like methane, and therefore it's been very, very dangerous throughout the years. Actually, I was inside that mine in the mid-80s. I was a reporter in Ukraine, and I was quite deep watching the coal face and watching the cutting machine getting the coal there. It was very, very hot. There were lots of sprinklers who were trying to suppress the dust, which was everywhere.
There have been accidents there before, haven't there?
Yes. 2007 was a particularly bad year. There were 3 accidents, and the worst accident at that time took the lives of 101 coal miners. So the mine is dangerous, was dangerous, and probably will be dangerous if it is kept operational.
And it's fair to say that overall the Ukrainian mining industry doesn't have a particularly distinguished track record on safety either.
That's an understatement. I think it's got a very, very patchy and a very bad record, partly because of lack of investment after the collapse of the Soviet Union. But before the collapse of the Soviet Union, a lot of information about the deaths, about accidents, was classified. So we never know what happened in Soviet times, but what we know in post-Soviet times is that the lack of investment, but also the dangerous conditions, the depth, the temperature, the gases, they all combine together to make Ukrainian industry very, very dangerous.
And how much do we know about the causes of this latest explosion?
Well, it looks like there was nothing connected with the fighting that goes on in the area, at least according to the rebel leaders, because this mine is now in the rebel-controlled territory. They say there was no fighting, no shelling. So it's probably the good old methane that ignited because of the temperature or electric spark, something that caused many, many accidents before.
And more generally, how has the conflict that we've seen in Ukraine affected coal production in the country?
It's been on the slide for years. The Ukrainian government had many plans throughout the years of its independence, the past 20 years, to actually shut down many of the mines. But there's always something preventing it, either the discontent of the miners or political imperatives to keep the mines going. This particular mine, I think, is privately owned, but there are some state mines which are relying on state subsidies, and there are tens of thousands of coal miners dependent on this industry in the area, which is similar to many other places where coal mining was concentrated. But in case of Ukraine, I think in ideal situations with no conflict going on, coal was not as necessary as it is now. But now, because of the continued fighting and the tensions with Russia and the state of the currency and the state of the gas industry, or rather gas disputes with Russia, Ukraine was forced to buy, for example, coal for its power plants in South Africa because of the disruptions in its own part of the country.
That was the BBC's Alexei Solohubenko.